Hello, my name is Alice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to see about getting my husband scheduled for an appointment and myself as well.
For the vaccine?
Yes, ma'am.
You need to dial 855.
Okay, hang on just a second, please. I'm sorry. 855. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's 855-566-5333.
That was four threes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Three threes.
5333, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have one question for you. My husband, he has terminal cancer and he's in treatment. And his oncologist just told him to go ahead and get a vaccine as soon as possible. So, but he is not over 65.
Just go ahead and pre-register him. And as soon as an appointment becomes available that he qualifies for, they'll get him in.
Okay, yeah, because he's a very high-risk category, and his doctor said that he should be available as soon as possible, you know.
Yeah, go ahead and get on that list, and, and you can try what county. What county do you live in?
Mobile.
You can see if your county is doing any kind of, like, drive-up vaccinations in your county.
I have that website pulled up right now. I'm looking at
if they are, you know, you can take him to one of those too.
Okay, that's alcovidvaccine.gov, right? That's
right.
The right website.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked at the calendar. Oh my gosh, we have been in in 6-7 days. In 1 week we will have been home exactly a year now. We haven't left the house at all. Wow, it's kind of crazy to be thinking we'll get out again.
Right.
All right, and which vaccine today are we getting distributed? Do you know?
Each location is doing, like, their own thing. So I can't just tell you. So you have to just call the location that you get and see which one they're giving.
Okay. Because, yeah, his doctor recommended for him to get the Moderna one because he's on chemo every single day. You know, he needs to have a good, strong immune response because, you know, the chemotherapy makes the immune response not as – it just doesn't want to take as well. So that's what her guidance was.
Okay.
And I know it's kind of hard to pick and choose, but, you know, we're try to get him the best coverage we can.
Yes, I do understand that.
Because, I mean, it's kind of, like she said, the 10% difference in the efficacy of the Johnson & Johnson versus the Moderna vaccine is, that's a lot to a cancer patient who's in treatment.
And I don't think our state really going to have any Johnson & Johnsons until tomorrow, I want to say. I'm not quite sure about that.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. I was waiting on the cancer center to give us a call, and then I talked to our insurance company, and they said, yeah, go ahead and give you guys a call. And they gave me your number, so that's why I gave you a call, because then they said even, you know, scheduling it online, talking to somebody might be able to schedule it better for him because of his condition, you know, because the computer, you know, just scheduling it online is not going to take that into account.
No, it's the same here. They don't take into account right now. At the beginning, when we first started this, they did, but now they don't.
Uh-huh.
So,
what is his condition? Won't be taken into account. Regardless.
Like when you call that number. Yeah, when you call that number, they don't take that in. They don't even ask about the health reason. So. That's why.
Okay.
It's just like doing it online.
Okay. Well, I'll do it both ways. I'll figure out which way to do it. I appreciate it. I'll do it online and then see if I need to go from there. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Have a good day.